Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, April the 26th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have some guests joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about some health freedom issues. Do you own the parts of your body? Can you reuse stem cells that you have for treatment? You know, we had a lot of controversy a few years ago. The stem cell research at the beginning was focused on fetal stem cells harvested from abortion. They soon found out that the most effective cells were the ones that were harvested from people's body. And as it starts to show medical promise, we've now got the FDA moving to protect big pharma against your interest, coming after stem cell clinics who are using people's own stem cells. Is that something that should be allowed? Well, the FDA says no, we're going to let big pharma do that only. And so I guess it'll be better, instead of having your own stem cells harvested and re-injected to help your body to heal itself, to have somebody else's stem cells that have been harvested and manufactured, processed by big pharmaceutical companies, and for a price, of course, injected back in your body. Let's take a quick look at some news. We're going to take a look at the developing horse race coming up in the next segment as Joe Biden enters the now crowded field of 20 for 2020. But we do have some good news. Looks like the Justice Department, at least, is starting to get tough on immigration. You remember a few weeks ago, we had the amazing story of a federal judge in Massachusetts and an officer in her courtroom allowing an illegal alien who had been twice deported and was now arrested for a third time for selling drugs. Narcotics possession. I don't know if that was involved in trafficking or just possession. But going before the judge for narcotics possession, she blocked the immigration officers from arresting him, and they facilitated, while they delayed the immigration officers, they facilitated this guy's escape, who's already been deported twice. They're in the court for narcotics possession. Now the federal government is charging that judge and the courtroom officer with obstruction of justice. District Court Judge Shelley Richmond Joseph and Trial Court Officer Wesley McGregor. And they are severe charges. Charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice, obstruction of a federal proceeding, aiding and abetting. And if you look at those charges there, that if they're found guilty of these charges, they'll get 5 to 20 in the big house. And then they'll have 3 to 5 years of supervised release. And then they will have a fine of $250,000. A very strong signal being sent from the Department of Justice. Let's hope that they follow through with this. We shall see. But, you know, as I said, when we're talking about the census question that is now before the Supreme Court, they heard arguments this week. And you've got Nancy Pelosi suing the Trump administration. And you've got several federal district judges that said, we don't want that question asked. If we ask that question, number one, it would intimidate people, they think, who are here illegally from participating in the census that is designed to count citizens so that we can apportion political representation in Congress and in the Electoral College. So they want to use their sanctuary state, sanctuary city status to get more political power. So, and they also want more money for the welfare state. But they also said that could expose these people to law enforcement. And I said at the time, so then Nancy Pelosi and these district judges who overturned the census question, and they have no right to do that. The Supreme Court and the Congress have both said the Commerce Department will decide whatever questions are on there. But I said, they're basically obstructing justice. They are aiding and abetting illegal aliens to stay in this country so that they can gain political power from that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, April the 26th, year of our Lord, 2019. Well, the horse race has started. There we go. It started. This big horse, 20 people in the field.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear.
That's right. We got Sleepy Joe in the lead. We got Crazy Bernie zigzagging left and right. We got Beta Male stumbling out of the blocks. And we got Booty Gay pulling up the rear. Let's take a look at all these horses in this race. Now, actually, I guess you could say they're really jackasses, aren't they? The Hill is saying the Democrat race shows signs that it could get really nasty. It said the gloves are beginning to come off. They're all jostling for position in a crowded field. And if you stop and think about a horse race, right? You look at some of the biggest races. Belmont, they only allow 12 horses. You go to Preakness, they've only got 14 horses. Now, the Kentucky Derby allows 20, and that's essentially the number of jackasses we have in this Democrat primary. We've got 20 of them. And so maybe, you know, when you got a really big track or something, then they're going to need a big stage to get all these people on. So it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby. The problem is going to be the debates. Maybe we ought to call them the Derby Bates. But they are packed to capacity, as many as the Kentucky Derby. The Sanders campaign wasted no time swiping at Joe Biden, says The Hill. They said that he was raising money at the home of a corporate lobbyist right after he launched his campaign. And, of course, he was. The Sanders campaign aids also had a blistering statement, says The Hill, attacking Biden as a corporate shill. Yeah, that's true, too. And as we look at that Politico press release that came out for Joe Biden yesterday, the establishment candidate there, saying, well, he's 8 over President Trump. And as I said, you know, yeah, okay, polls are polls and they're going to skew these things, right? Well, creativedestructionmedia.com actually went down and looked at who they asked. And yeah, they did skew this. Very suspect. They said, well, first of all, we didn't really believe that because President Trump's approval numbers have been extremely high. They were higher than Barack Obama's during his first 2 years. And so they went through and looked at who they polled. Very easy to get the numbers that you want if you poll the right people. So if you look at Democrat men and Democrat women, 15% of those polled were men, Democrat men, 22% were Democrat women. By far and away, the largest demographic that they polled for Politico was Democrat women. Now, who hates President Trump the most? Democrat women. But if you look at the Democrats combined, men and women, heavily skewed towards women, that's a total of 37%. Then the next number is not Republicans. The next number, independent men and women, was 33%. And those, they were pretty close, 16% men and 17% women. Then they finally got to Republicans. And when they asked Republicans, they asked 16% men and 14% women. So again, that's 30%. So they asked, 37% of the people they asked were Democrats, 22% of those women. And then they asked 33% of the people in the poll were independents, and then only 30% were Republicans. And guess what? They were able, you know, 37% Democrats, 30% Republicans, they were able to come up with a +8 for Joe Biden, especially because they skewed that, which is really kind of surprising when you look at the way that women are reacting to Joe Biden. Really pretty surprising. You know, we have Anita Hill say, well, I'm still not satisfied with Biden. I'm not satisfied by him simply saying, I'm sorry for what happened to you. I won't be satisfied until I know there's real change and real accountability and real purpose. Well, Anita, I don't believe those are real tears. As I tweeted out this morning, and you can follow me on Libertarian, as I tweeted out this morning, I said, you know, these are crocodile tears. Just remember, and I said this yesterday, I'm going to repeat it again. Every time Anita Hill opens her mouth, she accused Clarence Thomas, and Joe Biden was a part of that. They didn't think that he did enough to push this he said, she said. And that's the reason they said it was he said, she said, because nobody witnessed any inappropriate behavior by Clarence Thomas towards Anita Hill. It was just her word. And the inappropriate comments, it wasn't any touching or anything. It was supposedly inappropriate comments. Okay, well, you know, so he said, she said. Some people believed her. Some people believed him. He believed that it was high-tech lynching. And I agree with him. And I agree with him. He was proven right. Clarence Thomas was vindicated just a couple of years later when all of the, as Hillary Clinton called it, bimbo eruptions happened. Now, these women were not bimbos. Can you imagine anybody calling Anita Hill a bimbo? These women didn't have inappropriate things said to them. They didn't have Joe Biden pull up behind them and slobber all over their neck, grabbing them and hugging them. No, these women said that they were violently sexually assaulted and raped, multiple women. And they told a lot of people concurrent with that, that had happened. And yet nobody believed them. As a matter of fact, Anita Hill believed Bill Clinton. She defended Bill Clinton. She didn't defend these women. Hillary Clinton was calling them bimbos. So don't cry the crocodile tears. By the way, out of the Mueller report, they just discovered that Bob Mueller covered up the fact that Bill Clinton's phone sex calls to Monica Lewinsky were nabbed by the Russians. And they didn't report that. Did not report that. But, you know, Joe Biden is a fresh new face, right? Not exactly. And he comes out with a fresh new slogan. Let's hear his slogan.
Do you have a message for the rest of the world? Yes, America's coming back like we used to be. Ethical, straight, telling the truth, moving in a way, supporting our allies. All those good things.
America's coming back like we used to be. Does that sound familiar? Where have I heard that before? Is it like Make America Great Again or something? I don't know. Yeah, but he's got all these fresh ideas. No, I think that's another example of why Mark Penn says, is Joe Biden the Jeb Bush of 2020? I think so. I think he is a candidate that the establishment dearly loves. You got Politico out there skewing polls for him from the very beginning. It's very important for them to present the candidate as wildly popular. That's going to be public opinion polls, and it's going to be money. I think it's one of the reasons why he waited so long to get into the race. He was trying to line up a lot of people so they could all dump cash in the first week so he could come out on top as far as money goes, because the polls and the cash, especially the cash, because that cash is going to be going to the mainstream media. So the mainstream media takes that as a sign of a serious candidate. They're going to promote that candidate because they want him to spend that cash, just like Jeb Bush did. Jeb Bush went through a fortune of cash with mainstream media, and they loved him for it, but the public didn't like him, and no matter how they tried to skew the polls, it didn't work. Now, Joe Biden is a man of the people, of course, right? We saw the picture that they put out. It was up at the Drudge Report. I think it's top and center. I think it's still up there at the top. And you can see Joe Biden on the Amtrak train He is a man of the people. And the question a lot of people are asking is, where are all the people? It's pretty much an empty car. Yeah, we're told, of course, it's just a photo op. We know that. But we're told that he is called Amtrak Joe because he used a train to commute to Washington for decades. And I'm sure that it's the same kind of experience that you all have when you ride the train. You don't have drunken winos lying in their vomit on the seat. No, he's filled with the press corps and Secret Service when he takes the private train. And maybe he can take that private train to California, where Rob Reiner and Eric Schmidt and the other Hollywood elite will be having a fundraiser for him. How's that? You get Meathead and Skynet in the same room together at one time. You know, they're going to bring back All in the Family. They're going to have Woody Harrelson as the new Archie Bunker. We'll see how that works. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, the top of the Drudge Report, it's all about politics and Biden entering the race, people's reactions to it, a Politico poll, which, as we pointed out in the last segment, was heavily skewed towards Democrat women. And guess what? Joe Biden came out ahead of President Trump, which is really a surprise considering how Biden has been photographed around women and children. But nevertheless, that's Democrat women for you. But there's also a story at the top of Drudge, over the top left, right underneath all this political stuff. And it shows a robotic hand reaching out and touching a human hand. And the gist of the article there is, be wary of robot emotions. Simulated love is never love. And I have to say, that is the best commentary on partisan politics I've ever seen. I don't know if Drudge meant to put that in that position as a commentary, but that's the way I saw it. It's robotic. These robots that are running for office, we've got 20 of them on the Democrat side. They're running for office, and all these people running for office, both parties, they're robots. And it is simulated love. They don't love you any more than Alexa loves you or your Android loves you. They are simply robots. They're simply there to get something from you, to control you. Be aware that simulated love from politicians is never love. There you go. Great job, guys. Yeah, going back to they're holograms. As a matter of fact, you got one of the candidates, Andrew Yang, who was had his 15 minutes of fame already. He even talked about campaigning as a hologram. That is a perfect metaphor. These guys truly are hollow. And you can see through them. It's very transparent what they're trying to do. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at Bernie. After he was criticized for saying that felons who are still in jail, they've not served their time, they've not had their civil rights restored, they're still in jail. After he was criticized for that, and of course, Kamala Harris's, they came up with that. She said, well, I have to have a discussion about this. Meaning, I will have to ask my minders what to say. I have no idea what to say about that. And then she came out and pushed back and said, no, I want to walk that back a little bit. I don't think that's maybe a good idea. But Bernie doubled down. Here's what Bernie had to say. Video 5.
Just the other day, you may have seen it, I was criticized rather strongly because I said that when we talk about the right to vote, that right should exist to people who are currently in jail.
Yay! Let's get people in jail the right to vote. Felons and foreigners, that's the great hope of the Democrat Party.
Terrible idea, despite the fact that in Canada and in countries all over the world, that exists. So why did I say that? I said that because the right to vote is essential in a democracy. If you have a citizen.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Now, you know, he says, even in Canada, because they got the right to vote, because you're a citizen. No, you lose your rights as a citizen when you're convicted. And one of those rights is your right to be able to move about freely. Of course, they're going to lock us all up in their smart cities with their automated self-driving cars. They're going to watch us like we were in a prison with their panopticon of 5G. But you lose your rights. And one of those rights is owning a gun, Bernie. Of course, they want to take the rights of people to own a gun, even if you haven't been convicted of anything, not even charged with anything, of course. They don't want anybody to have guns. But, you know, a felon loses their rights to own a gun. We just had, you know, that was the basis on which they came after that guy who was trying to protect our border with other people. They said, no, you're a convicted felon and you can't own guns and you got a gun. Because Even if you've got a pellet gun, you've got to go through a lot of red tape even to get approval to have a BB gun if you're a convicted felon. I don't know if you can have that. If they catch you as a convicted felon, even after they've let you out, you've paid your time, you can get up 10 years. It's a federal crime. Another 10 years for having that gun. Now, you can get your civil rights restored by the state that you live in. Ah, but see, your civil rights are restored. After you've gotten out of jail and the state restores your civil rights, you can do things like own a gun and vote. Now, I think if Bernie wants to get upset about things, he ought to get upset about how many felonies we have on the books. As Harvey Silverglate said, it's very easy for anybody to commit 3 felonies a day. The average person, he estimates, based on how convoluted and complicated and detailed our laws are, commits 3 felonies a day. So we could do something about that. But Bernie keeps doubling down on it. Babylon Bee had a great satire on Bernie. Bernie Sanders vows to round up the remaining ISIS members and allow them to vote. As president, I will do everything in my power to hunt down each and every one of these terrorist scumbags, bring them to the United States, allow them to vote in our elections. Getting applause, as we just heard. We believe in democracy and the right to vote, and if that means I have to use every resource at my disposal to make sure ISIS makes it to the polls, I will do so. And they point out that after being pressed on it, Sanders admitted that part of the reason for the policy is that he's pretty confident that ISIS will vote for Democrats like him. We are too. That's their great hope. Foreigners and felons and terrorists. But here's a key point. This is not satire, but this is just an observation from Breitbart. Nolte says, Bernie Sanders would restore the rights. He's talking about how this is something that is as important as giving women and blacks the right to vote. And so, you know, this all began when somebody asked him the question, would you give the Boston bomber the right to vote, or somebody who sexually assaults women? Yeah, I'd give them the right to it. You know, if they're still in prison, I'd give these sexual offenders and somebody who's been convicted of a bombing, I'd give them the right to vote. Well, as Nolte at Breitbart points out, along those same lines, he would also allow Dylann Roof, the guy who went into a black church, sat with these people for a while, and then pulled out a gun and killed 9 of them. Murdered 9 innocent black people. He's now in jail, where he should be, unless they execute him, which they should, because he's proud of what he did. And Bernie Sanders, in the name of saying this is something that is important as giving blacks and women the right to vote, would allow Dylann Roof, the guy who goes into a black church, they befriend him, they talk to him, and he shoots these people in cold blood, 9 of them, he would be given the right to vote. That's crazy Bernie. Crazy Bernie. You know, and when we're talking about craziness, well, we're not going to get to this just yet, but I've got some crazy stuff from Cory Booker. I've got some crazy stuff from Beto O'Rourke talking about Planned Parenthood. You know, there's people who are always pro-choice, right? Always say this is about the health of the woman. Do they really care about your health? You know, I don't think so. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking to somebody about the issues of health freedom. You know, the Democrats are not pro-choice. They want to force medical treatment on you. They will remove other types of medical treatment from you. They're in the process of doing that right now. And we're going to be talking about that coming up in the last segment of this hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that I trust. you know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins. They don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Take a look at some more of the insanity and the hypocrisy of this field of candidates that we now have 20 of them in the horse race full of jackasses. I find it very amusing, really, to look at the insanity and the hypocrisy of this, but it's too bad that these people are drawn out of a class of individuals, most of them already in office. They have power over our life, and they could get more power. And that's the real tragedy of this. You know, I'm reminded that we're told as Christians to pray for those in power. And that's the first thing we're told to pray for. Even before we're told to pray for ourselves or our families, we're told to pray for those in power. Why? To the purpose that we might live quiet and peaceful lives. Now, that was reflected in the Declaration of Independence to say that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and we want to create a government that respects our life, our liberty, that allows us to pursue happiness. I mean, that's basically what we were told as Christians to pray for, to be able to live quiet and peaceful lives. That's the pursuit of happiness. Don't tell me that this country was not founded on Christian principles. That doesn't mean that Benjamin Franklin maybe believed everything that you believe about Christ or practices religion the way, but they embraced the principles of Christianity. They prayed to God for leadership, and they wanted to live quiet and peaceful lives. That's why they created the limitations on government. That's why we had the Declaration of Independence. That's why they put those prohibitions in the Bill of Rights, saying you won't do this to these people, because they wanted that. They wanted a quiet and peaceful life. You know, I'm reminded of Fiddler on the Roof when they come up to the rabbi and say, is there a correct prayer for the Tsar? And he says, yes, God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us. And that's basically when I pray that I live a quiet and peaceful life, that's what I'm praying. Keep these politicians far away from me and my family, as far away as possible. Put the Constitution between them and my family, God. These people are not czars. They're politicians, but they think they're czars. They even call themselves czars. What does that mean, to call yourself a czar? Well, you know, it's Caesar. It's a Caesar. You know, in Germany, they call the leader there Kaiser. In Russia, they called him czar. And both of those were derived from Caesar. These people think they are Caesar, and they have crossed the Rubicon. We no longer have a republic. This military dictatorship, the military industrial complex, the CIA and these people, they are our rulers. They are the ones who crossed the Rubicon with that army, and they are on our throats. So let's take a look at Cory Booker while we're talking about that. The guy who said he was Spartacus, right? He's not here to lead a revolt of the slaves against Caesar. No. He wants to bring more slaves in, and he wants to enslave you with baby bonds. Baby bonds for every kid who is born in America while they keep the borders wide open. Now, what is a bond? Well, that's short for bondage, right? You know, when they pass a bond to build a school for all the people who come here illegally and demand free education, who is in bondage? You, the taxpayers, who will have to give up your American dream of owning a home to pay for those school bonds, because you're going to be put in bondage to the foreign citizens who come here. But Cory Booker wants to give baby bonds to every newborn. Here's how it would work. And this is a new story. He's talked about this a couple of months ago, but now it's being brought up again by CNBC pushing this. Basically, he would give a $1,000 savings bond as the child is born in the United States. You don't have to be a citizen, right? You can have people coming in who are not under, the parents can be not under the jurisdiction of the United States. We also call that an illegal alien. We call that diplomats. Call it foreign citizens, especially those who are criminally trespassing here without permission. They are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. So their children are not born here as citizens under the 14th Amendment. But he wants to give them a $1,000 savings bond right there. And then they get $2,000 a year, up to $2,000 a year, depending on family income. So the poorer you are, the more money you get. So let's look at that. When we talk about anchor babies, yeah, anchors typically made out of iron, right? And you can use a magnet to pull an iron anchor into the country, can't you? And are they pulling the anchor babies in with our welfare magnet? And is he going to be accelerating this? Well, of course we are. Of course we are. It is a welfare magnet. President Trump, before each of these last two elections, before 2016, before 2018, was talking about anchor babies. Well, President Trump, you need to do something about it. President Trump, you need to stop the bribing of foreign citizens to come here, because that's what this amounts to. You can complain about, oh, well, you know, they're helping them to come in Guatemala and El Salvador and Mexico and so forth. They're helping them to come to the United States because they want economic benefits. Well, you, President Trump, preside over a government that is extending welfare benefits to people who aren't even American citizens without any limitation. Everybody in the world is entitled to come here and get welfare benefits. Everybody is. That's the policy that is now in place, and he's going to step it up. You know, when we look at Guatemala, for example, the World Bank in 2010 pointed out that the average annual income in Guatemala is $1,619. Now, Cory Booker wants to give them $1,000 as soon as the baby is born and $2,000 a year. Do you think those people are going to come here? That's more than they could make working all year in Guatemala. $2,000 a year when they make $1,600 there. In El Salvador, the minimum wage there is $240 a month if you're in retail or manufacturing. If you're just doing agricultural work, it's only $113 per month. So that means that if you're doing retail or manufacturing, working in the city, you could make up to $2,880 a year in El Salvador. Cory Booker will give you $2,000. Give each of your babies $2,000. So come here and have lots of babies, and you're going to be making out like a bandit. You know, if you're just a poor farm worker, you have no skills at all. In El Salvador, you're only going to make $1,356. But you can come here, and for every one of your babies that you have here, you can get $2,000. I mean, you work all year and just make $1,300 in El Salvador. Come here, you can get rich. A federal report, as WND points out, by Homeland Security Advisors Council's CBP, Families and Children Care Panel, has some interesting conclusions. And it's got people on this this panel that put together this report. They've got aides to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, New York, and to Jim Jones. Now, this is not the Jim Jones who gave everybody the Kool-Aid. He's passed on. This is another Jim Jones, and he's got another bunch of Kool-Aid for you here. He was Bill Clinton's ambassador to Mexico. This is what they said in the report. After being held for several days at inadequate and overcrowded holding areas at the U.S. Border Patrol stations, most of the adults, provided they have a child with them and have stated that they fear returning to their country of origin, that's all I have to do, say that, are issued notices to appear at a later time before the immigration judge somewhere in the U.S., and then they're dropped by a local bus station to a nonprofit shelter. They said the long delays in the adjudication of the asylum claims means that these migrants are guaranteed several years of living, and in most cases working in the U.S., even if the asylum hearing and appeals ultimately go against the migrant, he or she still has the practical option of simply remaining in the U.S. illegally, where the odds of being caught and removed remain very low. A consequence of this broken system, driven by grossly inadequate detention space for family units, is a massive increase in illegal crossing of our borders, almost entirely driven by the increase in family unit migration, bringing children with them. Because they can get $2,000 per child, if Cory Booker's it, but they get a massive amount already.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some very exciting guests that have joined us in studio. It's going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about your health and your freedom. They've got t-shirts here, My Cells, My Choice, and they have a website to talk about that. Do you have any health freedom left in this country, or will the government force some treatments on you, forcefully withhold other treatments from you? It's a very big question here. And we talk about this frequently in terms of vaccines, but there's many other issues that are involved in this. I mean, it's about medical marijuana, CBD. It's also about stem cells, and that's specifically what we're going to be talking about coming up. So we're going to talk about some of the medical research, the promise of that. But really, we're going to talk not so much about the medical issues as we will. Well, we'll touch on that. But we'll also talk about whether or not you should have the right of informed choice. That's really the key issue here. You should be able to make up your mind about what kind of medical treatment you're going to have. Real quickly, before we get to our guests, I just want to tell you about, while you still have a choice, you can still decide in some areas what supplements you want to take. And, of course, that's another area that is under attack. While you still have the choice about supplements and while you still have independent press here, you can support your right of informed choice as well as the free press. You can be our sponsor by going to InfoWarsStore.com and looking at some of the health products that we have there, mostly health products, health supplements, natural health supplements that are safe and effective. And we've got some specials there I want to tell you about that we try to make this more affordable as time goes on. We have a couple of supplements, Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power right now are 50% off in combo. We also have Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, 25% off. And with that, you get the all-natural sleep aid knockout for free. So you can try that if you haven't tried it, or if you've tried it and like it, you can get another bottle for free. So get Brain Force Plus, 25% off, and knockout for free. And finally, we have our apparel sale, and we have 50% off of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, all those 50% off, and that's both new designs and classic designs. All of that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining us now is Lori Gregory, and of course, Lori's been our guest here at this program and InfoWars many times before, and joining her is Dr. Kristen Camella. And Dr. Camella is a world-renowned expert on regenerative medicine with a focus on stem cells. And so I want to talk about how stem cells have changed, because a lot of people first heard about stem cells when it was aborted fetuses, stem cells, and they found that that's not really as effective as using your own stem cells. And now the FDA doesn't really want us to be able to use stem cells from our own body. We've got to get them from the big pharmaceutical companies, right? Is that the...
Exactly the case. And there's a difference between embryonic stem cells, which would be the stem cells that come from aborted fetuses, versus your own stem cells, which would be adult stem cells, and more specifically, autologous stem cells. So your own stem cells. And we all have this amazing healing potential inside of us. And we can use this. We can harness these cells inside our body and relocate them to places that we might need some additional healing or help. And the challenge is that Big Pharma is more interested in a model where it's something they can bottle and sell. Mm-hmm. And so if the cells are inside you, the technology to heal is inside you, this is not something that can be shelved and sold. Pharmaceutical companies are not necessarily interested in that type of therapy. And this is where I have focused my research.
And this is a very important issue because, you know, we talk about surgical procedures. My wife just had a hip replacement. So there's different measures of oversight, whether it's a drug or whether it is a medical device, or now this is something that is completely different. What you're doing is taking stem cells that are part of a person's body. You're extracting them and then putting them back into another location, because stem cells can become any type of cell. And you're taking it out of the fat, right?
This is exactly correct. And it turns out that the fat tissue is one of the most plentiful sources of stem cells inside your body. We can get about 500 times more stem cells from fat tissue than what we can get from bone marrow. Every tissue in your body has stem cells, and these are responsible for repairing the tissue where they reside. And what we can do is, as part of a medical procedure, you come into a clinic, we remove a small sample of fat tissue. This is all done under local anesthesia. Remaining awake. You don't have to go under general anesthesia. Isolate those cells from the fat and then relocate them where you need them the most. Medical procedures are not regulated by the FDA. Mm-hmm. These are regulated at the state level by the medical boards. And so the boards would vary depending on each state. And medical procedures have never been regulated by the FDA. The FDA regulates drugs and medical devices, but not medical procedures. And the reason is that medical procedures are done by medical professionals, physicians, etc. And physicians always have had that relationship directly with the patient and the ability to help their patients get better. Because medical procedures are done at the doctor level, they don't go through those large double-blind placebo-controlled trials that are required for drugs. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different process for medical procedures than would be for drugs. If the FDA were to step into the practice of medicine and begin regulating it, this would be very detrimental to the field in general. And it would stop the forward progress of many of these medical procedures that are very helpful for patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the way I look at all this, I believe that as a patient, I should have informed consent. So I think if the government is going to get involved, they ought to be there to help us to know what's going on, to make sure there's full disclosure, that it's honest and so forth. But allow that choice to eventually be our choice. You know, we're coming into this, Lori, we've talked about this before about mandatory vaccinations. There was an interesting case, that's been going on for a couple of months. We've got an entire naval ship that has been quarantined at sea.
That's right.
Even though all of the sailors have been vaccinated at least once, 100% vaccinated at least once. Most of these have been vaccinated, multiple times because they probably got the MMR vaccine as a child. This is mumps, and they've quarantined the entire ship because it's an outbreak there. So that
of
tells
mumps,
us.
Not yeah, measles.
Of mumps,
yes.
Exactly. And so that tells us something about the efficacy of vaccines, but at the same time, they want to force us to have a treatment, a vaccination, as they're trying to remove some of these other treatments. But they've given the pharmaceutical industry complete legal immunity for any adverse effects from the vaccines. At the same time, they're trying to now force this on everybody. I mean, clearly this is just about money, isn't it, Laurie?
Absolutely, and it's a little bit hypocritical when you think about it that the FDA regulates vaccines as biologicals and therefore does not require double-blind placebo clinical trials.
Yeah.
No vaccine safety study has ever been done. There's never been a safety study done on a vaccine. Del Bigtree and Bobby Kennedy Jr., mm-hmm, FOIA'd HHS to get information on the safety studies, which were supposed to be a part of the protocol after the 1986 law went into effect when Ronald Reagan signed immunity from prosecution.
Yeah.
So you're going to mandate now in various states, and we've seen what's happening in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're actually going, the SB 276, Richard Pan's latest creation, is going to remove medical exemptions from California from your physician and put it in the hands of the Department of Health. So you're disempowering the physicians to
and
know their patients.
He's begging for that to be done to federal level.
He is.
Yeah.
So why would the FDA, under their biologicals, put vaccines under biologicals, have no safety studies, and literally deny the law, which they're supposed to do safety studies,
mm-hmm,
and at the same time they want to regulate our own stem cells as a drug?
That's
and
right.
Do double-blind placebo clinical trials on our own stem cells?
Yeah.
What is that? This
we're talking about a virus. In some cases, it's a live, weakened virus. It's also got preservatives as part of that.
Aluminum.
It's got adjuvants that are put in there to irritate your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So they, but that all is going to be
public
immune
health, David,
yeah,
in the name of public health and herd immunity, which we know is a myth.
Yeah, but the real immunity is legal immunity. So
that's
they make that legally immune and they don't regulate it,
no,
but they're going to regulate you taking your own
cells
and having them reinjected.
And they don't regulate in vitro fertilization, so you can literally create a whole nother human. FDA doesn't get involved. They don't regulate organ transplant.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all much more complicated,
mm-hmm,
you know.
And an organ transplant, that's not your organ. That's coming from somebody
exactly
else. Right? Exactly. And if we get the stem cell treatment from big pharmaceuticals, it's going to be somebody else's stem cells that are going to be injected into you.
Correct. And if you look at products like CAR-T from Novartis, it's $500,000 a dose for a,
wow,
genetically modified stem cell product.
Now we understand. It's about the money. Follow the money. All right, we're going to be right back. We're talking about your health freedom. Folks, if you don't have freedom over your body, you don't have any freedom at all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sir.
By Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Lori Martin Gregory and Dr. Kristen Camella. Dr. Camella is fighting a legal action. Actually, she's fighting for your choice, your health choice, your informed choice. And as we're going to break, Lori Gregory was talking about a particular treatment. There's an interesting timing here where this treatment came out, $500,000 per dose. Yeah, you follow the money, you understand what's going on. And by the way, I want to put out the website where you can follow this particular fight that Dr. Camella is in. It's mycellsmychoice.org. Inform yourself about this. This is a massive power grab by the federal government over your life, over your health, over your family's health. We're going to talk about the promise of stem cells, but it's right now. You just should have the ability to make that informed choice. The government is always working to take that choice away from you and to force their choices on you and to charge you a great deal of money with the people that have regulatory capture with the federal regulatory agencies. But, Lori, as we were going to break, you started talking about the $500,000 per dose medicine, and there's a very interesting timing with this and a connection with Michael Cohen.
Correct. So everything I'm about to tell you is verifiable on the Internet. Michael Cohen was receiving $100,000 a month from Novartis. He received for influence in healthcare policy.
Mm-hmm.
He received a total of $1.2 million. And at the time that this was happening, Novartis's product CAR-T was being fast-tracked through the FDA. It's very interesting. If you look at some of the players at the FDA, including one of the number two folks, which maybe he's even higher now that Scott Gottlieb resigned from the FDA. And I don't think that happened about a month ago. I don't think we've ever been told why he resigned yet. But there's another executive at the FDA by the name of Peter Marks. And when you look at his CV at the FDA, he has scrubbed the fact that he used to be director of oncology from Novartis.
Huh.
So it's very interesting that the same week that CAR-T was given FDA fast-track approval is the same week they issued Dr. Camella and U.S. Stem Cell Clinic a warning letter to stop utilizing people's own cells to heal.
Wow.
You know, the difference between maybe $6,000-$8,000 for a procedure that will yield 20 to 25 doses of your own stem cell and $500,000 a dose for a genetically modified stem cell product is such a large gap. How could they not feel encumbered just as a reputation?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a vast difference. There's something wrong.
Well, you didn't pay off the right people.
Right.
You didn't hire an expensive lobbyist and bribe a bunch of politicians and bureaucrats to get that approved.
Correct.
But we shouldn't have to get that approved. That is, as you pointed out, mycellsmychoice.org. It's our body. And they don't regulate even these more invasive procedures like organ transplants or vaccines or whatever. They're not looking at that in the same types of regulation. Tell us where you are right now with your case.
Yep. So approximately a year ago, it was March of last year, I received notice that the United States of America was intending to file a lawsuit against me personally as well as our clinic. And so I received what was then a draft lawsuit that read the United States of America versus Kristen Camella, which was kind of news to me. I didn't even know that that was a possibility. That was the first I had ever heard of such a option of being sued by the entire United States of America. At the time, they also offered a consent decree, which read that if I agreed to go away and be quiet and not offer these procedures to patients who are interested in using their own cells to heal, that they would drop everything and leave me alone. And if I did not sign it, then they would come after me as well as the clinic, financial, essentially everything they could to stop this and seek what's called an injunction to make us stop doing these procedures for patients. So there was never a doubt in my mind that I could not sign that consent decree and that it was my obligation to stand up and fight for the rights of Americans to use their own cells to heal.
Good for you. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Dr. Camella, you can find MyCells, MyChoice.org. You can have more information and talk a little bit about the stem cell process.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In studio with us, we have Laurie Martin Gregory and Dr. Kristen Camella. Dr. Camella has been targeted, as you just heard, if you're listening to the program at the top of the hour. She's been targeted by the Department of Justice, or I guess maybe the FDA, coming after her, saying, stop treating people with their own cells, or we're going to fight you in court. We're going to shut you down. We're going to take everything that you've got. And so she decided that she, as a doctor, she can't just walk away from this. There's too much promise in this. And so she's fighting, not just for her practice and for her patients, but she's actually fighting a case for your health freedom. Because what we're talking about here, folks, is nothing less than you're being able to make an informed choice. This is what they're trying to take away in every aspect of your life, whether it's your informed choice of taking a vaccine or not, or whether it is having some particular treatment. They don't want you to have that choice. They want you to be forced to buy some of these expensive medicines, as Laurie was pointing out, at the same time that Michael Cohen was ushering through with his lobbying capabilities, ushering through a particular company that had, it was at Novartis, I think you said, Laurie, a $500,000 per dose treatment. They sent out the letter to Dr. Camella saying, you're not going to be able to do this stem cell treatment with people's own cells. It's all about the money, folks, and it's about the power over your life, and that's why we have to push back on this. If you want to find out more about this, MyCellsMyChoice.org will tell you about this fight. Also, there's a place where you can donate for this legal fight. It is a very tough legal fight. It's RegenerativeAcademy.com. This is going to be very expensive for everyone to fight for your freedom of choice. This is a new type of medical treatment, and it is a new type of regulation coming from the federal government to shut that kind of treatment down. Laurie, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this and looking at stem cells.
I have a background of having worked early on my career in Boston doing investor relations for biotech and pharma. So I watched kind of the profit over people for a while and through various connections in that old world, I was introduced to Dr. Camilla. It was right around the same time I was revealing the increase in payout for flu shot injury and death by the U.S. government from 2015 to 2016. It went from $4.9 million to $60 million for flu shot injury alone. You know, 'cause we pay over $100 million out a year in vaccine injury through the vaccine
corps. They've had just the first quarter of this year, $110 million.
Right.
And from the vaccine corps. Now, that's not coming from the vaccine manufacturers. That's coming from the taxpayer.
Well, there is a vaccine tax. There's a 75-cent tax on every vaccine, but, you know, that the, right? Okay.
75 cents, yeah.
Yeah. And there's billions of dollars still sitting in the vaccine injury trust fund that was established after really the only immunity going on here that we have in play is for the pharmaceutical companies because they're getting immunity from prosecution. Mm-hmm. Anyway, around the time that I was revealing that data point on the flu shot because nobody else uncovered it, which should tell you something about our bought media, is when a former colleague of mine saw that presentation at the National Press Club. And Kristen was starting to get some pressure then from the FDA, and he said, I think I've got somebody that you need to align with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've had a really great education from Dr. Camilla as one of, if not the most published scientist in the scientific literature on autologous, your own stem cells. Is Dr. Camilla. And so I've learned so much about not only regenerative medicine, but really this is going to define plan of care for the next 20 years. And it's kind of interesting that most Americans don't even know that your fat tissue holds 500 times more stem cells than your bone marrow and is way easier to access with less risk of infection.
I probably got a lot more fat than bone marrow anyway.
Well, I love that you guys have some donuts here in the green room because you're building more fat for your stem cells. You know, this is our natural resource in America is our fat. So this should be really great news for Americans, and we should be celebrating the advent that Dr. Camilla and her 20 years as a scientist has helped pioneer instead of allowing the government to come in and try to shut it down.
Well, and I've seen Dr. Camilla on the internet looking at stem cell treatments for my family and myself. And I know that this is a promising field of development, because if it wasn't, they wouldn't be trying to take it over for big pharmaceutical companies, right? And charge us an arm and a leg to use our own cells. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that our own stem cells are used to treat.
So the idea is that stem cells are responsible for reducing inflammation and also for repairing damaged tissue. So essentially any disease, injury, aging has to do with inflammation and damaged tissue. So when you think of it in that way, you could essentially use your own stem cells to combat just about anything. The root cause has to do with inflammation and damaged tissue. So what we're doing in this new paradigm of health, regenerative medicine, which is going to change medicine as we know it, is addressing the root cause as opposed to masking the symptoms.
Yeah.
So think about, you know, the epidemic of opiates. We can get to the root cause instead of masking the pain. This is going to change medicine as we know it. We've been successful in addressing a variety of different indications, anything from systemic issues, think cardiac, lungs, diabetes, to neurological conditions, issues in the brain, spinal cord injuries, to orthopedics. And I would say that probably our most common indication to date has been in orthopedics. So anything from osteoarthritis, more chronic conditions, to more acute issues, meniscal tear, ACL, et cetera. So this really is going to address those root cause issues as opposed to masking the pain.
And that's the key thing, is that most of what Big Pharma does out there is just masking what's there. They're not really addressing or healing anything.
And there's no money in health, David. There's only money in illness.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Like you said, the opioids are a good example of that. They just want to keep masking those symptoms, but your body has stem cells there to regenerate, to repair, and that is such a promising field. Tell us a little bit about heart attacks, for example.
So we actually have pioneered some of the cardiac indications. We were the first group to do some of these treatments back in 2001. So we've been treating patients for quite a while, and we've treated over 12,000 patients using their own stem cells. We can place the stem cells directly into the heart, and we've demonstrated that we can actually grow strips of new tissue in the heart when you have scar tissue that has formed specifically as a result of a heart attack.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's really going to revolutionize the way we address congestive heart failure.
Wow, that's amazing. It's just so important, and we ought to all be able to do our own, you know, I've said many times, even when we look at drugs, and of course, you know, the potential for drugs being concentrated like that. We've all seen the cases of the thalidomide babies and so forth, you know, where they didn't do sufficient testing. Nevertheless, if you've got a condition, where it's a life-threatening condition, you know you're going to die. If they've got an experimental drug, I've always believed that I ought to be able to opt out and say, well, I understand that this hasn't been tested. I'm fully informed. Mm-hmm. I know that this has got a high risk and it may not work and it may kill me. But I should be able to make that choice. But we've had that choice removed from us, but it's gone way beyond that, to the point that they believe that since they own us, they can force treatments to us, or they can tell us that we can't use our own body parts to heal ourselves.
Which is kind of, well, it's hypocritical, because if you look at what we do with rhinoplasty, corrective mm-hmm. nose job rhinoplasty surgery, often doctors in the procedure will take a piece of bone from the rib, take a piece of tissue from the scalp to help rebuild the nose, and that's all done in the same procedure.
Mm-hmm.
That's not regulated by the FDA, mm-hmm. and those are much more aggressive actions than just taking out a little fat, centrifuging out your stem cells, and putting them back in your body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do that all the time.
Right.
They do that, you know, we got other cosmetic treatments like hair transplants. There's all that type of thing. Are they going to shut all that down? No, really, they just want to come after the regenerative medicine.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking to Lori Martin Gregory and Dr. Kristen Camella. This is a story that affects your legal rights, your humanity. You have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You also have a right to the pursuit of health and pursuing that life. But our federal government, working with people who want to make obscene amounts of money, are working on ways to take away your health choices. They want to mandate certain treatments. They want to remove others from you. And they're here to talk about this court case, as well as the new promising technology. As a matter of fact, if you want to find out more about the technology, we'll talk about informed choice. You know, you can always do your own research. USstemcellclinic.com is where you can find out more information about regenerative medicine, and that is taking your own stem cells out of your own fat and then relocating them into your body so that your body can use that to heal itself. It's part of the natural healing mechanism. And as Lori was saying earlier, we have people doing that all the time with transplants as part of plastic surgery, for rhinoplasty or for hair transplants, taking one, hair from one part of your body and, you know, putting it on the top of your head or whatever if you're follically challenged like me. I haven't had that done yet. But, it's Joe Biden is a good example. It made a big difference with Joe Biden. But this is a standard procedure that's been going on for a long time. Now, there's not a lot of money to be made from that by Big Pharma, so they've let that alone. And it's a very different type of thing. It's a biologic rather than a pharmaceutical. But now they see the promise of regenerative medicine, and they want a monopoly on that to charge a lot of money. If you want to help in this legal fight, the website to do that is regenerativeacademy.com. There you can make donations to help in this very expensive legal fight for your health freedom. And then there's a third site, mycellsmychoice.org. Tell us a little bit about that. What's that site for?
So My Cells My Choice is a 501c3 that we're in the process of launching. And what this organization will be utilized for, it'll be taxed, to get a tax write-off for making a donation. We will be able to use those funds to provide autologous stem cell treatments for first responders and veterans.
Oh, okay.
The same film crew that is working on this documentary about Dr. Camilla did another documentary called Wise Endurance, where they used the same procedure, autologous stem cell, for a veteran who had a neurological trauma from serving in Afghanistan. And he was able to start walking around the block again.
Wow.
They also gave it to a veteran who had an autistic child who was nonverbal, and he was able to start speaking after his stem cell treatment. So,
wow.
You know, I always marvel at this measles outbreak frenzy, 600 something mm-hmm. cases, but we get 1.4 million cases a year diagnosis of autism. Where's the epidemic? So think about all the paradigms that Dr. Camilla's work threatens.
Mm-hmm.
Autoimmune, neurological, degenerative, orthopedic. Talking about medical device, you're talking about pharmaceuticals, opioids. There's so many, you know, paradigms within the Western medical treating the symptom model that this threatens. This is why the FDA is coming after her.
Wow. Wow. I'm surprised they came after you with legal action. I would think they'd just kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much money involved in all those different areas. That's a very dangerous thing. I mean, you know, it's a lot of power, a lot of money involved in that, and a lot of the medical industry could be affected if regenerative medicine catches on and starts to spread out of their control.
That's
if it's
right.
in their control, they can still continue to financially make money.
I think 10 years ago that might have been a concern, but I really think we're at the point in time where the paradigm shift is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's too much information out there. I think those that have a vested interest in the old paradigm underestimated the internet. Mm-hmm. Which is why they're going after the internet.
Yep.
Because that's where we've shared information. It used to take 4 days for information to span the globe. Now it takes 4 minutes.
And of course they can get Facebook to shut down anything about vaccines that they want or measles or whatever.
Exactly.
They'll be doing the same thing with stem cells and regenerative medicine.
Right. And look at what's happening now. I mean, health policy in America is a disaster. And health freedom is going to be a major topic in the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. For sure. Look at what's happened with the late term abortion ban removal in New York and in Virginia. Don't think for a second that doesn't have something to do with the tissue stem cell industry, right? So there are multiple ways that stem cells can be utilized. There's tissue that's embryonic tissue. There's tissue from your own body. Mm-hmm. And there's tissue, and then there's cord blood stem cells. And Dr. Camilla, you know, in her work has shown that there's so much more opportunity in a lot of ways for people to use their own. If you have an ethical issue with using a stem cell product that comes from embryonic, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that just ethically.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at the potential for cross-contamination, for viruses, for retroviruses, really the most holistic choice is autologous, using your own healing cells from your fat tissue.
Oh, exactly. So, the same reason you would stockpile your blood before an operation, because you're concerned about a blood transfusion being contaminated. Before we run out of time, I want to play some of the trailer, because they're doing a documentary mm-hmm. about your struggle. There's a trailer that you can find at mycellsmychoice.org. Let's run a little bit of this trailer before we go to break.
You've been the focus of a number of articles. They're making a lot of claims about you.
I don't know if people realize how painful it is to read some of these things, to portray me as someone who is out to take advantage. What I'm doing is fighting for the rights of the patients.
Do you think some of it has to do with bias? How can a woman be on the forefront of medical research?
And I also tend to look young. Young female plays for an interesting story in the media. And I've really dedicated my career to studying stem cells and the body's natural healing. And I have to remember all of the patients who are counting on me to have the voice when they don't have the voice.
What kind of percentage successes have you guys had with these procedures?
In the largest orthopedic study that was done, 93% of patients had improvement with one treatment.
93!
There is no medication, surgery, or procedure that has those numbers with the low side effect profile.
In tens of thousands of patients, we can only point to a handful of adverse events which get replayed on the front page of the newspaper, and I get crucified for.
Medications can be approved with 20% adverse event rate. They also accept deaths.
Death could be a side effect. We're talking about FDA-approved drugs.
Really? Shocking.
If you were to get the stem cells, what is the worst that could happen?
The body throws them away and ignores it.
So no harm.
Compared with replacing a knee with a metal device, boy, I'd take a stem cell treatment any day of the week.
Once you start getting surgeries, you know, once they cut you open and go in, you're never 100%.
Medication is so quickly dispensed here. I just didn't want to get caught up in a situation where it would become habit-forming for me.
So after your stem cell treatment, were there any side effects?
There were no negative side effects.
Where would you put your pain level now?
I don't have any pain now.
Zero? You went from 8.5 to 0.
Yes, I did.
I never
in a million years thought I would get the relief that I did. The pain was just, was like miraculously gone. I could cry.
All right, we've got to go to a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Lori Gregory and Dr. Kristen Camella, a pioneer in regenerative treatment using your own stem cells. I mean, we're talking about situations where you got 93% effective and very little, if any, downside. Safety first, and then efficacy is off the charts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening. listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Lori Gregory and Dr. Kristen Camella. Dr. Camella is a pioneer in regenerative treatment using your own cells, your own stem cells, to actually heal your body, not just to mask the symptoms. But of course, she has a big legal fight on her hands because this is a field that is so promising, is such a new paradigm shift in medical treatment that the big pharmaceutical companies want to have control of this. And so there is a lawsuit that is involved in this. If you want to find out more about stem cell treatment, you can go to usstemcell.com. There you can get information to inform yourself as a patient and to exercise your rights. If you want to keep those rights, this legal case is going to decide whether or not you have a legal right to decide what you want to do with your own body. And if you want to be a part of that, you can also donate to this legal fight at regenerativeacademy.com. And then there's a third website, mycellsmychoice.org. That is going to be a place where they're going to take donations to help people who are first responders and veterans, to help them to get this free treatment, because it's been very effective for people who have nerve damage or any number of different conditions, and they can, that's where you can donate to that particular cause. But, Dr. Camella, I want to talk to you about this safety issue, that's involved here, because always the government comes in and said, well, you know, we want to make everything safe for you. It always comes at the price of liberty, this paternalism that's there. What's your comment about that and about informed consent?
So first of all, we've treated over 12,000 patients and the safety profile's extremely strong. And we have published the world's largest safety study with regards to using your own stem cells from fat. And the adverse events are essentially not there. So this narrative regarding safety just isn't true. One of the other narratives that we hear is poor, vulnerable patients. And this is also not true. Patients present and they are informed. These are some of the smartest patients in the world. When people are sick, they begin to take their own health into their hands.
Yeah.
They are informed. They often know more about their disease than the medical professional knows about their disease. So it's just not true. And I think that patients are smart now. They have the ability to research their indications and to learn, and they have the ability to make informed consent. And this is not something that we should take away from the American people. If we do take this away, it forces these treatments offshore outside the country, and they're no longer under the protection of the United States and working with clinics here in the United States. They have to go outside the country where there could be more risk associated with it, and it often limits it to patients who are able to afford to travel and to afford the expensive medical tourism.
Yeah, only the elite will be able to get that. Absolutely. And you know, if there is demand for something, they can't stop it. I mean, we even see that, of course, over the 50-year experiment with the war on drugs. I mean, if people want something, even if it is, if it's just for recreational purposes, they will find a way to get it. And if somebody has a severe medical condition, they will go wherever they need to go to get that. They're not going to be able to interdict that. There will be another market for that.
Exactly. And, you know, it's important to note that right to try is here in Texas, as we said a moment ago, really is for pharmaceuticals, not for biologicals. So, and, you know, again, you have to be terminally ill, I think, to take advantage of this right to try. But really what you're doing is just handing pharma a testing population. Because why can't I have a right to my own cells? Why can't I have a right to try using my own stem cells?
Because it's kind of, I think a lot of people are kind of foggy on that because, you know, pharmaceuticals would involve synthetic drugs, but also vaccines and things like that, you know, I guess.
Vaccines are categorized as a biological.
Okay.
And then they don't have to do safety studies.
That's right. That's what we were talking about before. They got immunity for that. So
that's
it's a biologic.
Right. And so, you know, in this particular case, you know, the FDA is, you know, came in to U.S. Stem Cell Clinic and wanted to regulate their clinic as a drug manufacturing facility. And slapped a warning letter that they didn't meet the standards of a drug manufacturing facility. Even though they're not manufacturing anything, they're taking our cells, putting some in our bodies, putting some in the freezer that we can then use to grow out 20 to 25 doses. So, I mean, it ends up being hundreds of dollars a dose, usually.
Yeah, as opposed to 500,000.
Because the message that they're wanting to send is, this is very complicated. And what God gave you that's in your own body, that's custom tailored to fix your damaged tissue, isn't good enough. We have to go in there and manipulate the DNA and do all of these different things and then put it in a bottle and sell it back to you.
Wow.
And that's just not the case, as Dr. Camilla's work has shown.
Mm-hmm. And I think anybody that's investigating themselves, anybody who is informed about this is very concerned about all of this genetic manipulation that's being done, whether it's being done as part of the vaccines or DNA or whatever, and how this is going to work its way out if you're not able to use your own cells. Again, going back to the practice of people stockpiling blood before an operation because they're concerned about contamination. Well, these people are contaminating in a major way with genetic DNA manipulation, stuff that's coming from different animals or from different people.
That's right. And if I can interject just quickly, a perfect example of this goes back to 1955 when Merck went into University of Pittsburgh lab and saw Jonas Salk doing work with a chemical cocktail for a polio vaccine versus another scientist, Dr. William, I'm sorry, I can't remember his last name. I really need to look that up. But another scientist who was doing the same kind of work with polio using immune globulin therapy. Polio, the first case of polio was 1896. By 1955, we were on the tail end of the bell curve of polio. Polio was almost eradicated. And so there were plenty of people that had been exposed. And when you're exposed and you don't get the disease, your body is making antibodies against it. So that protects you. Well, those antibodies are in the plasma portion, the liquid portion of blood, and they can be separated and then used as a treatment. And the immune globulin market is very, very much growing now. But at the time, Merck decided to back Salk because you can patent the chemical cocktail, but you couldn't patent the antibody.
Yeah.
Even though the study that this Dr. William did, 80% of the people in his trial already had polio and they got better with no lasting symptoms.
Well, we can see that with marijuana now.
Right.
You know, they were not interested in it until they could find a way to patent it or to monopolize it and that sort of thing.
GW
it's a
Pharma.
Natural product. They don't want that out there. Now, you've been doing this, how many years?
We treated our first patient in 2001. Since that time, we've treated over 12,000 patients worldwide.
Wow.
It's really quite simple. The cells inside your body can be relocated to help you heal. You have the technology to heal inside you. Those cells are not a drug. They are your cells. You should own them. I've actually been accused by the federal government of dealing in contraband. And it's just insane. And anyone I explain it to, and I ask the question, do you think the cells inside your body are a drug? It's very simple. Everyone says, no way, those are not a drug. Exactly. You should own those cells. It doesn't matter if they're relocated to somewhere else inside your body. Those are your cells. And you should be able to make an informed consent decision to use those cells with your practitioner.
Well, I mean, it boils down to the fact that they don't think that we own ourselves. They think that we are owned by them. And so this is really what this court case is really going to decide. Because this is such, it's not only a new medical field, but this is a very important legal principle of informed consent, whether or not you get to make that choice about what you can do with your body. That's the most amazing. We look at the abortion debate, my body, my choice, keep your laws off of my body. I mean, where are the people who say they're pro-choice when it comes to medical?
They're treatment? Cashing their checks.
Yeah.
From
pharma. Amazing. All right, we're going to be right back. We've got one more segment with Dr. Kristen Camilla and Lori Gregory talking about your body, whether you own it or whether you are going to be owned. You know, are we the cattle of these people in Washington, D.C.? I think they think we are. They want to own everything about us, and they want to tell us what we'll be allowed to use for medical treatment and what we will be forced to use for medical treatment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help. As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We're talking to Dr. Kristen Camella. She is a pioneer in stem cell research, as we're pointing out in the last segment. She's, over the last 18 years, treated 12,000 patients. But now she's in a fight for her professional career and for your freedom. Because we now have the government and a variety of agencies coming after them, trying to shut this down. They want to take over regenerative medicine, which is a new paradigm shift in medicine, a way to actually not just mask the symptoms, but to help you to heal with your own body, with your own cells. Do you own those cells, or will you be compelled to buy treatments of other people's cells or babies, aborted babies' cells or animals or whatever, will you be compelled to do that? So we're going to get back into this. I want to talk a little bit about the personal legal battle that she's been fighting, because it's amazing to see what the government is capable of doing when it puts you in its crosshairs. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, because, as you know, we've been in the crosshairs of the social media companies censoring us and taking away our ability to have ads served on other websites, and they came after our social media sites. So we're in a fight for our lives here as well in terms of your free speech and your ability to be able to see and hear what you want to be informed about, to make your own decisions, and then to speak about it. All of those things are under attack with the social media censorship and the censorship of the press. If you want to support us, if you want to be one of our sponsors and donors, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, and there you can find things that will actually help you with your health as well. Things that are natural, safe, and effective. And we've got some specials on those. We've got BrainForce Plus now, 25% off, and you can get for free when you get that BrainForce Plus at 25% off. You can get Knockout for free. That is an all-natural sleep aid. And we also have the Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power Combo Pack, 50% off. And finally, we have our annual apparel sale, and we have T-shirts, we have hats, we have hoodies with freedom and liberty messages. Some of those are new designs. Some of them are classic designs, but you can get those shirts, hats, and hoodies all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk, Dr. Camilla, about some of the things that were done to you. We're talking during the break. It's absolutely amazing. You know, you were given some carrots, you know, some offers from some people if you would just kind of back down. But if you wouldn't do that, then the sticks that they came after you with were pretty amazing. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that the government has done.
Yeah, so they have the ability to subpoena essentially anything they want. So they did subpoena my college transcripts from over 20 years ago. Wow. I received notice from the universities that my college transcripts had been subpoenaed. They subpoenaed all of my bank accounts as well as my spouse's bank accounts. They subpoenaed essentially any record or transaction I've ever made. And, you know, just questioned it. And there was a time there when I was getting served almost every single day last summer, to the point where even my children got served paperwork regarding different subpoenas and lawsuits. They actually showed up, the press showed up at my parents' house and, you know, kind of went after my father. Challenging. But listen, not as challenging as somebody who's living with a degenerative disease every single day and has lost hope because there's no pharmaceutical product that can help them heal. So that's my obligation, to fight for the right for patients to use their own cells to heal. So I'm going to continue to stand up. I'm going to continue to fight for this. This is bigger than me, and I can't allow that kind of fear to take over. It's not real. That's not real, that fear. This is real, helping people heal using the technology inside them.
Good for you. Good for you. Absolutely. It is our, you're in a legal struggle just as your patients are in a medical struggle. And folks, if you want to help in that, you can donate to that legal fight. They have a website, regenerativeacademy.com. regenerativeacademy.com. You can make donations to that legal fight. And of course, there's any number of, it's very easy to find information about Dr. Camilla and stem cells. She's been very open about this and talked about the different treatments and what they have, how they've seen this used effectively for different types of conditions. And again, after 18 years and 12,000 patients, you've collected a lot of data about different conditions.
We've published probably more than anyone in the space with regards to using your own stem cells from fat for different indications. We've published regarding COPD, lung disease, cardiac indications, orthopedics, wound healing, limb ischemia, decubitus ulcers for spinal cord injury patients, psoriasis, and other autoimmune diseases. This is a big deal. Yeah. It's going to revolutionize medicine as we know it. And one of the first things that popped into my head when I first got served with the lawsuit was, I must really be onto something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're really onto something. And they want to monopolize it, and they want to make us pay them. I mean, these people are just like that guy, Scully, or whatever, you know, that the reprehensible little guy who bought up that pharmaceutical company and then raised the prices on people. That's exactly what we're seeing here.
And then offering her, of course, you know, lots of money to come work for the dark side, which was part of the challenge, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I say is, you know, jokes on them, because they had threatened to come after me financially, etc. And I don't define myself by money, so that's okay.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, and again, I'll tell people where they can find the trailer for the documentary. That we saw a little bit of that. That's mycellsmychoice.org. Amazing that these people found you because they were working with veterans who had been helped with this treatment. And then they found out about how they were trying to shut you down to keep you from doing that type of thing. So they're doing the documentary about your legal struggle now. It's amazing when we look at this. I've talked to a lot of parents who have come up against child protective services where they don't have any due process. And all of a sudden they become legal experts. And it kind of goes back to what you were talking about. When somebody, people have the ability to inform themselves. When they get attacked by a disease, they quickly start to dig down into that disease and they become very quickly informed about it. And just like, as you're being attacked by the disease we call Washington D.C.
Right.
It is a metastasizing cancer, this kind of regulation that is sending its tentacles out in every aspect of our life. It's absolutely amazing.
It is, and I really appeal to your viewers. I know you have a lot of patriots in your audience, and this is so important. We need donations for the legal fund because we don't want this to be on record as a legal precedent. This is a really dangerous precedent that will be set if she loses, which I don't believe she will. I think it's pretty clear cut, but you know, it comes down into the hands of one federal court judge at this point as to whether or not it goes to a trial, which will be extremely expensive. And the American people need to stand up and support Dr. Camilla in this because she's fighting for us.
Yeah.
She's fighting for us to continue to have the right to this therapy, which today we have. We can go in today to a clinic and do this, but clock's ticking. And if we lose this, it's going to change everything.
Very important. People need to pass this information on in social media. Of course, you're not going to be picked up by the cable channels because they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They're not going to be talking about this. And this is one of the reasons we wanted to have this on, because you're not going to hear anything about stem cell treatment.
You will hear these commercials. Well, and you will not see anything in the mainstream media that tells the whole story. You will see plucking out of whatever negative bullet points they can out of the narrative to try to discredit. That's all that we've seen. Very few folks, as you know, report the truth, which is, of course, why we're here. Mainstream media, 70% of their advertising revenue comes from pharma.
That's right.
So they're not going to jeopardize that.
That's right. They won't talk about that. They won't talk about the vaccine issues, or they'll push the panic about measles and so forth, but they're absolutely not going to talk about something that could help people. Well, good luck to you, and I'll give out those websites again. If you want to find out about stem cell regenerative treatment, you can go to usstemcellclinic.com. There you can get the information about the different types of conditions and what they have seen in terms of success rates with that. If you want to help in the legal fight, it's regenerativeacademy.com. And again, they have a 501c charity that they're setting up at mycellsmychoice.org. And there you'll be able to make donations. It'll be tax deductible to help people who are veterans and first responders to get this treatment. Anything else that you'd like to finish up with? What's your final words here? We got about 30 seconds.
One thing for me. Please follow me on Facebook or Instagram and send me a note that just says keep fighting.
Good, good. Yes, please do keep fighting. And thank you so much for what you've done. You've been a real help to so many people medically, and this is a fight for our lives in terms of, again, the metastasizing cancer coming out of Washington that wants to control and own every aspect of our life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've been talking for the last hour with Dr. Camella, pioneer in regenerative medicine, using your own stem cells to treat a wide variety of issues. Very low risk. She's had a lot of success with it. Very high. Amazing how high the success rates are with it. But, you know, you have a right to make these decisions yourself. And these are your own cells that would be used in your own body. This is something that has never been regulated before. We've seen this come up from time to time. We've had the government come out and say that they want to stop natural supplements, for example. Or take a look at marijuana. Perfect example of that. We had John Boehner, who was always unalterably opposed to medical marijuana. And yet, after he retired, he saw the real green, the financial green, and now he is plugging it all over the place. I see John Boehner ads about how you can invest in the medical marijuana industry now. It's all about the money, isn't it? And they always say that it's about safety. You have to give up your freedom for safety. Yet we never get that safety. A good example of this, I think, is a new Washington law that would keep kids in their car seats until middle school. And when I saw that, I went hysterical laughing because I used to joke to my sons when they were little. I would say, you're never getting out of that car seat. They're going to keep raising the age limit, and they're never going to let you out of the car seat. They're going to keep you confined in that thing, saying it's for your safety and so forth, forever. And now they're going to actually do that in Washington State, one of the bluest states. They will not let you have a choice about that. The children who are shorter than 4'9" will have to sit in a booster seat. My daughter's not too much taller than that. She's 17 years old. And so she's going to get her driver's license sitting in a booster seat. Is that what we're going to wind up having? Child must remain in a booster seat until the vehicle lap and shoulder seat belts fit properly. Well, you know, you could have an adjustment device to make them fit properly. But no, they're going to make sure that you got to sit in the booster seat because it's really more about control than it is about safety. Children under 13, evidently regardless of height, must sit in the back seat of the vehicle. Got to sit in the back if you're 13. Now, there are some exceptions to this. For example, school buses. Because school buses are exceptional. You don't even have to have seat belts in school buses, let alone booster seats. Yes, school buses, they're so safe. You've got those metal bars there. Very little padding. Very little structural capacity. But it's owned by the government, so therefore you're obviously safe. And they paint it yellow to let you know that it's owned by the government. So we don't have to worry about seat belts. We don't have to worry about booster seats because it's the government. And yet, when they mandate people, even regardless of their size, they're going to have to sit in the back seat up to the age of 13. USA Today, the same day, came out with why you might be safer in the front seat than in the back seat in a head-on crash. It's all about authority. They always promise they're going to keep you safe, but it's simply about taking away your liberty. You know, I've talked to Eric Peters about this many times. He said, one of the reasons why you have millennials and younger generation not interested in automobiles, well, there's several of them. First of all, they've made it virtually unaffordable, not just by the increasing price of cars, but by the prohibitive insurance rates and all of the licensing requirements. But then the other part of it is that they've never really enjoyed riding in a car because they're always locked up in the back seat and a booster seat in the name of safety. And yet, it's not about safety. It's simply about control. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've been talking this week about what happened on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka, the terrorist attacks, the bombers. And there is an update that just came in. Political Islam is seeking secession from France. Macron says that communitarianism has settled in parts of the Republic. And he's talking about Muslim communitarianism, also called Sharia law. But, of course, they won't say that. He said political Islam wants to secede from our Republic. He says the government is intractable against it. We're talking about people who, in the name of religion, pursue a political project. It's interesting to me to see these EU globalists like Macron and Merkel, who have been virtue signaling about open borders, saying it is hateful for anybody to push back against that, are now coming out. You've got Merkel's party. You've got the hard left party in Germany saying, Islam seems like it's coming after Christians now. It's starting to get out of control now. Macron is saying the same thing. The reason they're admitting this now is because they've probably gone too far to pull this back without a civil war. which is what they wanted in the first place. That's why they brought the people in. They brought them in for a civil war. Well, he's got one in his hands now. He's got the Yellow Vest people who are angry about his environmentalism. We've got some stories coming up about the Green New Deal. He rushed into that. You know, remember when AOC came out and said, oh, you know, we're going to take your car. We're going to ban all fuel. We're going to ban airplane flights because they have to have fuel. They don't have batteries big enough to fly you to Hawaii. And we're going to take away your red meat and so forth. And everybody said, oh, don't listen to her. She's exaggerating. They're mischaracterizing what she had to say. They're exaggerating what she said. She came back and said, I didn't mean that. Tried to walk that back. Not as much as the other people did. They were very perturbed about the fact that she was up front telling everybody where this was headed, even telling us that it's going to be done by 12 years or, you know, the end of the world. Well, you know what? The end of the world is coming in 10 to 12 years. It's coming by 2030 if we don't stop this UN agenda for sustainability. And as we've seen in New York, even as some of the establishment Democrats pushed back and said, we're not going to do that. It's a little bit too far for us. That's too radical for us. We're not going to do that. Well, they are doing it. Take a look at New York. They've got congestion pricing, which is going to be running out the beginning of this summer. You've got de Blasio out there saying we're going to force everybody to rework all the glass and steel skyscrapers for more energy efficiency. Now they're saying they're going to reduce red meat by 50% and so forth. All of the agenda right there. They're going to be banning cars. They're going to be banning meat. All of that is there. But we talk about the political Islam and setting up different areas here. In the Sri Lanka bombing case, we've had, in one of these instances, as they were investigating this, police raided one of these affluent families' homes because these people who were doing this were not doing it because they were economically disenfranchised. That has always been the line of the government. As I said yesterday, when I was looking at asymmetric warfare and the training classes for that by the Pentagon, McMaster and all these people were saying, this isn't Islam. It's not about religion. Same stuff we're hearing from from the Pope and some of the cardinals that are there. We've got Cardinal Robert Serra who's telling the truth because he's coming from Guinea in Africa and he has seen this. And he's saying, no, this is, he doesn't have a problem calling it Islam. But then you've got others like the cardinal from Sri Lanka who says, this is not Islam. These people don't believe in God. They're just terrorists. And the Pope can't call it Islam either. But these are not people who are atheists. They're not simply terrorists. They're not doing this because they're economically disadvantaged. As a matter of fact, two of these suicide bombers are brothers. They were sons of a wealthy spice merchant. As Australia's broadcasting company, ABC, says, their sprawling white house is one of the most ostentatious in the suburb where they lived. So they're very wealthy. Their father is a Marxist in his political orientation. And these guys are fundamentalist Islamicists. All these people keep saying, well, those are diametrically opposite of each other. No, they're not. They work together very well, quite frankly. So this guy is allegedly a Marxist, filthy rich. His sons are Islamic terrorists. And then as they go to one of these houses, one of these affluent homes, there is a pregnant wife of one of the suicide bombers, detonated a suicide vest when the police showed up, killing her own children. A pregnant woman blows herself and her baby up. And what do you say to that? I don't know. I mean, you look at the people here. We're talking about informed choice, whether or not you should be able to use parts of your own body. I mean, this is no different than what Joe Biden did with a hair transplant, right? Took hair out of the back of his head, I guess, and put it on the top of his head. I mean, go back and look at the pictures while we're talking about the Clarence Thomas hearing. Go back and look at the pictures of Joe Biden, how follically challenged he was at the time of the Clarence Thomas hearings, and then look at him today. But that was his own hair. I don't think he got that from anybody else. It just was relocated from different parts of his body. But you're not going to be allowed to do that for stem cells. That could be very, and has been very effective. As Dr. Camilla was saying, 12,000 people in 18 years, and they're getting success rates up to 93%. If your body rejects it, just nothing happens. It's your own cells made from your fat. But, of course, they would like to be able to sell you genetically engineered stuff or stuff from other people or stuff from animals. And so they want to regulate this, which is something they've never done to biologics. And they never test any of the vaccines. And they never hold the pharmaceutical companies liable for any of their vaccine products. But they're going to stop this very effective treatment for people if they're successful in this. But of course, you know, you can have an abortion, no problem. You can have an abortion right up to the day of delivery in New York. And Virginia, as the doctor, now the governor, said, yeah, if that baby survives the abortion, we'll just set it over there and keep it comfortable. You know, that was a key thing in the Gosnell case. When I had fellow McAleer here who wrote the book about Kermit Gosnell, did a movie, Gosnell the Movie. You can find that at gosnellthemovie.com. I watched that. We picked that up when it came out on DVD. And they selected people who were pro-choice to be on the jury. That was a prerequisite. They weren't going to make it about abortion. It was whether or not he had complied with the abortion procedures. And it came out in the trial that he had violated the abortion procedure because some of the babies who were full term that survived the abortion, he was supposed to provide comfort care, which means that you take the baby over to the side and you let it starve to death. Instead, he put it out of its misery by, you know, snipping the neck. And that was considered to be murder. But it's not considered to be murder if you do what Ralph Northam says to do. And the public didn't know that comfort care is legal in many states right now. This isn't something that was new that Ralph Northam was talking about. It is currently being done. And when they were making the distinction between comfort care in Pennsylvania and what Gosnell had done, the pro-choice jurors were absolutely amazed that something like that was legal. Just as the American public was amazed and disgusted by what Ralph Northam did. Now, Ralph Northam was like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? See, it's all about being informed. And that's why they want to shut us down. That's why they don't want you to see this. They don't want you to hear this. They don't want you to be able to share this. Because ignorance and keeping you in the dark, that's how not only democracy dies, but babies die. Your health, freedom, choices die in darkness. Everything dies in darkness.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going down the list of candidates, such as it is, on the Democrat side. Let's go to Beto, or as I call him, Beta Male, the trans-Hispanic, the guy who is not Hispanic, but he identifies as one, so therefore he is. And you must treat him with, you must imagine, just as he does, that he is Hispanic, even though he's Robert Francis O'Rourke. You got to call him Beto. Let him hide behind that. You know, it came out this week that two officers who were involved in his drunk driving case came out for the first time and said he was trying to run away from the scene of the crime back in 1998. It became national news last year as he was running against Ted Cruz for Senate, and they didn't say anything at the time, but now for the first time, the police officers involved in his arrest are speaking on the record about what they remember 20 years ago. The incident filed at the time by the Anthony Police Department stated that O'Rourke was attempting to leave the scene of the accident after his Volvo struck another vehicle while traveling at a high rate of speed. His vehicle wound up on a highway median facing eastbound on I-10, according to the police report. The arresting officer said, "I stand by my report. I had no doubt that Robert Francis O'Rourke was trying to leave the scene." Maybe that's why he's changed his name. Because we know that when he was writing reviews that have inflamed the feminist left, making comments about the appearance of women in the play that he was reviewing in college, he went by the name of Robert O'Rourke, which is his real name. But now, you know, he's going by an alias, Beto. But But he is not running away from his position on Planned Parenthood. He had a question in a campaign town hall event last night. Let's play that back and forth about Planned Parenthood, Beto O'Rourke.
No one wants to see people die in the wealthiest and most powerful country on the face of the planet for lack of care. So when I connect the fact that family planning clinics, Planned Parenthood, to be specific, in Texas, is saving the lives of our fellow women, and it's a life and death matter in this country. Three times as deadly for women of color in this maternal mortality crisis that we have right now. I think I can find some common ground to ensure that we see the larger picture and our national public shared interest going forward. So I'll make sure that I respect those with differing points of view, that I listen to everybody, that I share what I just shared with you, but never compromise on the fundamental principle that healthcare also means every woman makes her own decisions about her own body. And that will be the test for us and whoever we nominate to the Supreme Court. Just know that.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, these people who say it's about choice and it's about my body, well, you know, there is another body involved there, but these same people are either totally silent when it comes about real choices about your body, or they are telling you that you're not going to have a choice. They're going to mandate vaccines for you. That's the party of health mandates, the Democrat Party. And, of course, for decades, they were on board with the Republican establishment as well. Both Republicans and Democrats for decades telling you can't choose what drugs you're going to have. They still restrict those choices. They have adamantly opposed any right-to-try bills. As Lori Gregory was saying, understand, though, that a lot of these right-to-try bills are only going to apply to pharmaceuticals. And they're going to be used, as they're going to be used in Los Angeles, as a kind of large test bed for them. Only for pharmaceuticals. They're not going to let you take biologics, parts of, your own stem cells or whatever. That's not going to be your right to try that. That's not going to include that. They're shutting that down. But when he wants to talk about this, he says, we made it hard for women to get any kind of health care at all, including access to legal and safe abortion. Have we really? He said, Planned Parenthood in Texas, said Beto, is saving the lives of our fellow women. It's a life and death matter in this country, three times as deadly for women of color in this maternal mortality crisis that we have right now. Well, here's the issue. It was a woman of color who was a refugee who died in Gosnell's clinic because he was performing an operation. That's what abortion is. There were complications as they called for emergency help. They could not get the gurneys through the hallways, through the doorways. He was eventually convicted of that murder along with other things. But as a result of that, people here in Texas, the thing that caused the big debate here, the long speech by Wendy Davis and so forth, who then ran for governor and got shellacked by Governor Abbott, the thing that initiated all that was the Texas legislature looked at that and said, well, we need to have protection of women's health. So we're going to make sure that these abortion clinics have wide enough hallways, wide enough doorways, that if there's an emergency, the ambulance personnel can get in there and get the patient out instead of them being trapped in there and dying, which is what happened in Gosnell's clinic. And all these people in Texas that Beto is bragging about, they pushed back against that. They didn't want that to happen. And when he talks about how this is women of color, yeah, most of the abortions, because Planned Parenthood set up their abortion clinics in black neighborhoods, it began as a black genocide by Margaret Sanger, and the patron of the Bush clan, Prescott Bush, was he was in charge of the finances. Comptroller or something like that was his title. But you can see his name there on the letterhead. Treasurer, I think it was. Treasurer of Planned Parenthood as they went public with Margaret Sanger. And they focused on the black community. And she was open about it, how she wanted to reduce the number of black people by encouraging abortion. So he has the audacity to talk about women of color, has the audacity to talk about women's health when they want to shut down anything that would protect women's health. We've had in other states, I think it was in Louisiana, where they said it's going to have to be within a certain distance of a hospital, and the doctors are going to have to be able to be admitted to the hospital and so forth in case there's an emergency. They shut that down as well. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. First time that the Texas law that says you're going to have hallways and doorways big enough so you can get somebody out in case something happens. You had Justice Kennedy was still there, and he voted with the liberals to shut that down. Roberts voted with the conservatives. But then when Kennedy left, Roberts switched sides and voted with the liberals to shut down the same measures to protect a woman's health that were enacted in Louisiana. This is the political agenda that is in front of us. You know, we've got a story that's come out about an Uber driver supposedly dumping a woman out of his car because she's on her way to get an abortion. And it's amazing to look at the outrage of this. And we're going to do that when we come back, to look at this and compare it to the story of a young man who survived an abortion but lost his legs and some of his fingers is going on with his life. You know, I have to say this woman who was so upset that the Uber driver refused because of his conscience to take her to the abortion clinic, have to say, well, at least she
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support
we'll
us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. To free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have an Uber driver who, quote unquote, dumped a woman out of a car for getting an abortion. Well, it wasn't exactly that. Here's the way it's described by the woman. See what you think about this. One woman took to social media to share how she was, quote unquote, dumped out of an Uber taxi after the driver figured out that she was on her way to an abortion clinic. Soon after she got in the car, she said she noticed her driver seemed uncomfortable. She said after a few more minutes, he asked, "Are we going to an abortion clinic?" I was shocked. I had no idea what to say. So I just remained quiet. He then said, "I know it's none of my business, but," and he proceeded to mention something about his wife being pregnant. He went on to say how awful the procedure is, and he explained it in graphic detail. He then told the young woman she was going to regret this decision for the rest of her life. She said, "It took all of my strength not to start crying, but I managed to keep it together by looking out the window and avoiding his gaze. But it didn't end there," she said. Around halfway through the journey, he pulled over without any warning. There was a gas station and a closed antique store, and around us was farmland and forest. And he said, "I'm sorry, but I can't take you the rest of the way. I will take you back to the city, but you won't be able to find another Uber driver out here." She got out of the car. She said she immediately started crying. The driver stuck around for another 10 to 15 minutes and offered to drive her back to her home, but she declined. She said that she ended up calling a local cab company and then reported him to the police. Uber has now confirmed that they have fired him. Again, he could not in good conscience take this woman to kill her child. Tried to talk her out of it, offered to take her back, take her anywhere other than the abortion clinic, but he has been fired and reported to the police. To which I have to say, at least the woman could walk after she got out of there, because that's not the case with some of the people who survive abortions. You know, this woman who was talking to Beto O'Rourke said, "Well, you know, they want to say that they're aborting full-term babies. That never happens. It never happens that kids are aborted full-term." Oh, yes, it does. There are a lot of kids who survive abortions. They will speak out about it because it bothers them that they've been damaged or maimed for life. Here's one example. An abortion survivor who couldn't walk. He had missing limbs. He has to live with somebody else's choice. He has worked very hard to learn how to use prosthetics. He's missing parts of both legs. He's missing fingers. He first made headlines in 2013 as a high school wrestler. He lost his legs and his fingers, parts of his fingers, when an abortionist failed to kill him, but still managed to rip off parts of his body, because that's the way the abortion is done. They just rip out limbs and parts of the baby. And he was born in Russia. He was immediately placed for adoption after all this happened to him, but he still survived. If he had been in America, what they would have done is they would have done comfort care, like Governor Northam of Virginia pointed out. Just set him on the side and let him starve to death. But in Russia, he survived the abortion. He was put up for adoption. An American couple adopted him. He immediately took to his prosthetic legs, ditching his walker, learning to run within 2 weeks. As a boy, he loved sports. He loved to play baseball, basketball, football, and wrestling. He had obvious challenges, but he never let those hold him back, reports liveaction.org. He said it's self-discipline. There's so much that you don't want to do, like all the hard work and the conditioning, but it's discipline. It's just part of life. He said, I knew I was supposed to be an aborted baby and it failed. It makes me angry because I would never want for that to happen to any kid. Anybody can become anything. This is a kid who lost both of his legs and a lot of his fingers as an abortionist tried to kill him. And he says, anybody can become anything. And getting rid of a kid like that isn't right to me. In 2018, he was working as a landscaper and as a middle school wrestling coach. His prosthetic legs were causing him pain. Still, he worked through it, not wanting to be a quitter. His parents wrote about it on Facebook. They said he works through the pain, inconvenience, and all. I wish I could replace his legs with real ones instead of those plastic, wood, and metal appliances. I wish he could feel sand and waves wash over his feet, squish his toes in the mud. I wish he didn't have to live with someone else's choice. See, it's not your body, your choice. There's another body. Many times that body is a different sex, is a different blood type. But even if it's the same blood type, even if that baby is a female like you, they still have the right to feel the sand and the waves wash over their feet. How dare you take that life from them? You know, there's forgiveness for that, but as a society, we are going to be held responsible for this. Boot isn't the only person to ever survive an abortion. According to CDC's admittedly incomplete data, between 2003 and 2014, an estimated 376 to 588 babies survived abortion attempts on their lives. Some of them lived for a day or more. Hoot's parents say that when he was three, he began asking questions about his legs, wondering why his mother tried to kill him. His parents said, personal liberties are one thing, but not at the cost of physical damage and pain to another human, which limits their ability to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Now, as we look at that, I want to play for you a clip from abortion's rights activist and actress Martha Plimpton. She's sitting on the dais with Dr. Willie Parker. This guy is, I saw him in a debate with a Christian. Willie Parker says, I'm a Christian. I have no problem with doing abortions to people. As a matter of fact, he's head of Planned Parenthood in Washington, D.C., runs an abortion clinic himself. And I want you to see this as Martha Plimpton talks about how proud she is of her abortions. Here's that clip, too.
Seattle has some particular significance for me for lots of reasons. I've got a lot of family here, some of whom are here in the audience tonight. I also had my first abortion at the Seattle Planned Parenthood. Yay!
And he's applauding.
Notice I said first. I said first, and I don't want Seattle, I don't want you guys to feel insecure. It was my best one. Heads and tails above the rest. If I could Yelp review it.
Yeah, if she could Yelp review it. If we could Yelp review the Democrat Party, if only we could. The party of death and slavery, that's what they are, quite frankly. And Dr. Willie Parker, I saw him on that debate. You know, he's written a book, A Moral Argument for Choice. His basic idea behind all this, he no longer denies the humanity of unborn babies. That was the basis of Roe v. Wade. No, he says, oh, of course they're human. You know, Mary isn't having a little lamb. They're human. They're just not persons. And the person debating him said, well, you are black and you remember that blacks were not treated as humans, not fully human. They were subhuman. According to the Constitution, according to the ideas behind slavery, it was that lack of personhood that was the excuse used to enslave them. That supposed lack of personhood for a child is what's used to kill them. And of course, we've had medical quote unquote ethicists say, well, you don't really become a person until you get to, say, 2 years old. So you're going to kill kids up to that age. Meanwhile, Chelsea Clinton comes out. We've got just a little bit of time. Play a little bit of this clip of Chelsea Clinton telling us how it is unchristian to ban abortion.
When we talk about Roe, we're talking, that fight has been happening through the entirety of our lives. Mm-hmm. My mother had that fight. My grandmother had that. I mean, how can you keep from like the generational exhaustion?
When I think about all of the statistics that are painful of what women are confronting Zerlina today in our country and what...
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
even more women confronted pre-Roe and how many women died and how many more women were maimed because of unsafe abortion practices. You know, we just can't go back to that. Like, that's unconscionable to me. And also, and I'm sure that this will unleash another wave of hate in my direction, but as a deeply religious person, it's also unchristian.
Yeah, okay, so now we've got the Clinton family telling us about Christianity. It wasn't bad enough that we had Buttigieg telling us about it. Now she's telling us that it's unchristian to stop the murder of young children. Franklin Graham, who has entered into the Buttigieg controversy, basically saying to Buttigieg, you know, sin is sin. The Bible defines what sin is. God offers us grace. He offers us a new beginning. But he doesn't tell us that we get to pick and choose which sins we're okay with. And he doesn't give us the opportunity to redefine the rules. God makes the rules. And so he got a lot of criticism for that. They basically acted as if Franklin Graham was going to execute people like the Islamists do in Brunei and in Saudi Arabia for being homosexual. No, we're not talking about doing that. Christians are not pushing for the execution of gays, not pushing for the incarceration of gays, or throwing them off of buildings or whatever. As a matter of fact, we criticize that when that happens. But that's the way that they come back, because they're running very hard from what is there. They try to point out other people's sins of adultery and say that they're better because that's not their sin. Well, that doesn't work that way. Everybody's got a long list of sins, and you're not going to be finding any approval from anyone based on saying that you're not as bad as the next guy. That's not the way that God operates either. So Franklin Graham pushed back against that, and he's also had something to say about abortion and some tweets. He had in 3 tweets in 2 minutes. As CatholicCulture.org points out, he captured the hopes and the sentiments of many Catholics by urging New York Cardinal Dolan to excommunicate Catholic New York Governor Cuomo for bizarrely celebrating and signing a third trimester abortion law. So the question is, why are they celebrating this at the very end of the pregnancy? And why is the why is the Democrat Party, people like Nancy Pelosi, who says she's Catholic, people like Chelsea Clinton, who says she's Christian, saying that Christianity demands abortion? No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. And while the Pope remains silent on that, he focuses on pushing open borders, immigration. He pushes on focusing on Marxist politics. There are some people in the Catholic Church, some cardinals and others, who are pushing the traditional values of Catholicism at the same time, and they're finding that it's Franklin Graham who is calling for the Catholic cardinal to stand up for life, as the Catholic Church traditionally had done. You know, after the movie Unplanned came out, talking about Abby Johnson, her experiences as an abortion clinic worker, she was very proud of working at an abortion clinic. She thought, because she had listened to people like Chelsea Clinton, that she was actually helping women, helping to provide them with health. But of course, as I pointed out, you really talk about, let's make the abortion clinics safe, they run very quickly away from any kind of regulation like that. Don't regulate abortion clinics. Don't regulate vaccines. Don't regulate cell phone antennas. But we're going to take away your health choice in many other areas, right? We're going to force other things on you. No, it is phony. As Abby Johnson, the story of Unplanned, as she had to assist in an abortion, she saw on an ultrasound, she saw the baby fighting for its life, and that was it for her. And so that movie tells that story. They said after the release of the movie, abortion traffic in one clinic dropped by 50%, and another it was down by 25%. They've had 94 workers at abortion clinics contact the organization that's at the end of the program, Unplanned. It's an organization called And Then There Were None. They contact them to get information about and help about how to change careers, career counseling and that sort of thing. You know, Buttigieg, who likes to trumpet, how proud he is of his righteousness, is another one of these people who has absolutely no sympathy at all for children. In his town of South Bend, Indiana, he worked very hard. As a matter of fact, he overruled the town council to shut down zoning for a crisis pregnancy center. Completely shut it down. And of course, what they were going to do was counseling of people, telling them how they could put their child up for abortion, giving them other options, telling them what was really involved for them, the risks for their health, because there are risks for health to women having an abortion, and telling them other things that they could do. But he didn't want that. Not going to have that kind of freedom of speech. Yeah. Dies in darkness, doesn't it? Folks, if you want to support InfoWars, they're working very hard to make sure that there are certain things that you don't hear. Just like they want to shut down counseling to people to tell them what abortion is really about, what the alternatives are about. They don't want you to hear any alternatives to the mainstream media. And if you want to keep InfoWars alive, if you want to keep the free press, the alternative press alive, you are our sponsors. Take a look at the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got several of them up right now. We've got 25% off of Brain Force and a combo with Knockout. You can get the Knockout for free and get the Brain Force for 25% off. We also have 50% off all apparel, and that's both new and classic designs on T-shirts, on hats, on hoodies. You can find all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. And folks, if you want to see things like the archives, the report that I had earlier talking about your health freedom and how that is being attacked with the attacks on stem cell centers and other issues about health freedom, if you want to see that type of content that's archived every day, we have our show archived on our YouTube channel. You can also find, I'll put out links to it on Twitter. My Twitter account is Libertarian. And the YouTube is the same way, Libertarian. So you can find me on YouTube or on Twitter at Libertarian. And you can, don't forget to follow or subscribe so you'll find that information there. And don't forget to share. Don't forget to pass that along. That's a real important part about your free speech. That's why they're coming so hard after social media. Your ability to be able to see and hear things outside of the mainstream media so that you can make an informed choice. And they don't want you to be able to speak, to comment on what you see or hear, whether you agree with us or not. You know, I'm not telling anybody to have any medical procedures or take any particular thing. And I'm just saying you ought to have the right to make that decision. All these people that say, oh, yeah, we want you to decide to have an abortion. They don't want you to decide whether or not you're going to have a vaccine or whether or not your kids are going to have that. They don't want you to decide about your child's education. They don't want you to have any of those choices. They're not pro-choice at all. As a matter of fact, got one more story here about vaccines. This is coming out of The Guardian. Talking about vaccines by air. Vaccines by, and this is not chemtrails. maybe they are spraying stuff on us as well. But this is vaccines and medicines being delivered by air. They've chosen Ghana as a place to experiment on this. I said 12 million, this is put out very positive light by The Guardian. 12 million people in Ghana are set to benefit from the launch of the world's largest drone medical delivery service. Now, they do say that, and they're going to spend $12 million on this in Ghana. This is not a rich country. They said, critics argue that in a country where, according to the BBC, 55 ambulances serve a population of 29 million people, money should instead be spent on improving current health facilities, including clinics and ambulances. So they got 29 million people and only 55 ambulances. But they can get drones there and fly them around. What does that tell you? This tells you that this is about commerce. It's about a beta test to make more money for big pharmaceutical companies and Silicon Valley. This is their experiment to do this. So they don't have any ambulances for anybody, but they can fly the vaccines to people using drones. Even the Ghana Medical Association said this is ridiculous. They said, stop this. Let's take that $12 million. You know, they could buy a lot of ambulances in Ghana for $12 million. They could get some good buys on some used cars because in Europe they're banning all the gasoline and diesel automobiles. So they could probably pick them up for a song with $12 million. They could have a lot of ambulances. And that's just going to be for 4 years at $12 million. But they've got a CEO, Dr. Seth Berkley, a CEO of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, says the ability of government to supplement routine immunization on demand will allow us to make sure there's always enough life-saving vaccines. Yeah, that's why we've got no legal liability, no testing of vaccines done in the United States. And they're going to deliver these things by air for the Ghana people, even though they don't have ambulances. Can't get the people to the hospital, just like an abortion clinic. But they can get what they want to you, and they can force it down your throat.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.